let's talk about what's been going on in Atlanta. So the continued attack on the police, it's ongoing and it's going to have real ramifications. So over the weekend, there was a flare-up in Atlanta. The flare-up in Atlanta was essentially a man who was apparently asleep at a drive-thru at a Wendy's because he was drunk behind the wheel. The police show up and they start questioning him. The questioning goes for 25 minutes. They're very polite. He's fairly polite to them. Then when they go to arrest him, he starts to resist arrest. Not only does he resist arrest, he knocks down two of the police officers. He grabs one of their tasers. And then as he's running away from the officers, he turns around and points the officer's taser at the officer and attempts to fire it at the officer, at which point the officer shoots him dead. So we have the actual footage of this. It is disturbing. So if you're disturbed by this sort of footage, then you should probably skip the next minute and a half or so. Here is what the actual situation was, because this is being used as yet another case in point of evil, brutal white police taking down an innocent black man. And that is not what this case is. Not all cases are created equivalent. This is not like the case of George Floyd. It is not. This is not like the case of Ahmaud Arbery. Okay, this is a case in which a person stole a weapon off a cop and pointed the weapon at the cop, and then he was shot dead. So here is what this resulted, by the way, in the burning down of the Wendy's, which makes no sense. It's not the Wendy's fault. By the way, it was a white chick, apparently, who burned down the Wendy's. We'll get to that in a second. But here was the actual footage. And it's important to analyze these situations because the headlines that came from the media were just a lie, like an overt lie. There were headlines from the media that said things like, unarmed black man shot by police. He was not unarmed. He was literally holding the taser and pointing it at the officer at the time. Okay, here is what the footage looked like, and I'll narrate it for people who can't actually see it.
Tell me, I wasn't here, so can you tell me what happened before we got here?
Okay, so they're giving him the walking test. He obviously can't walk in a straight line. He's having trouble. This guy's really very drunk.
I'm home. I have my daughters there right now. My daughter's birthday was yesterday.
All right. Hold on, Miss Brooks. Will you take a preliminary breath test for me? It's yes or no.
I don't want to refuse anything.
It's yes or no. It's completely up to you.
Yes, I will.
Okay, just wait here while I grab.
What kind of drinks did you have?
I'm not sure. It's something she ordered. She said top shelf or whatever.
Top shelf what?
I'm not sure. It was, like I said,
so they're talking, obviously, about the kind of drinks that he's had. This is all very polite, right? I mean, if the police officers are out to kill the guy, this is not how that encounter starts, typically. If it's white racist police officers looking to kill black men, you usually don't have 25. Okay, now here's where it gets ugly. So they go to handcuff the guy. And the body cam footage is here. And then next you cut to footage from somebody else. Now the guy's resisting arrest. He takes these guys, the police officers, to ground. He reaches out. He steals the taser from one of the police officers. And they're shouting, he's got my taser. He's got my taser, right? One of the officers draws his taser to try and tase him. It apparently fails. The guy grabs the taser from him, escapes the police officers, and takes off down the street. And you'll see him throw the police officer in 1 second and finally kind of bust free of them and run. Okay, he tries to tase him there, right? He points it at the officer there. Then he's running away. He turns around and he fires the taser at the police officer, at which point the police officer shoot him. Okay, so I asked several police officers last night because I want to make sure that I was getting this right, right? Because I don't know police procedure. I read the law in the city of Atlanta on use of deadly force, and this falls squarely within the law on the use of deadly force. If someone removes a weapon from a police officer and fires it at the police officer, if it is a taser, so people were saying idiotic things. They were suggesting that, well, you know, a taser isn't a deadly weapon, so you can't shoot the guy for using it. Well, no, the idea is that he's already demonstrated his willingness to take a weapon off an officer. If he fires the taser at the officer and takes the officer down, what is to prevent him from then going over to the officer, withdrawing the officer's gun, and shooting him? The officer does not have to wait around to be killed. That is not the way this works. The officer does not have to wait around to be seriously injured by a suspect who is resisting arrest. So the Atlanta mayor immediately fired this officer. Immediately. Okay, and said that while this was, just because this was justified by law doesn't mean it was justified in action. Okay, in other words, yes, the law covers this sort of activity by police officers because, again, I talked to multiple police officers. Not a single one of these police officers thought this was a bad shoot because it isn't a bad shoot. If you knock down police officers and you steal a weapon off a police officer and then you fire a weapon at a police officer, even if it is a taser, they are not obligated to shoot to wound because that's not a thing. They have to stop you. You're running away with a police officer's taser right now. And he, again, by the way, they don't shoot him before he turns around and attempts to shoot them with the taser. And he turns around, he fires the taser. You can see the taser light up as he attempts to fire it at them in the footage. Okay, here's the Atlanta mayor firing the guy. And now the DA is considering prosecuting the cop. So here's the Atlanta mayor.
While there may be debate as to whether this was an appropriate use of deadly force, I firmly believe that there is a clear distinction between what you can do and what you should do. I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
Okay, so there's a distinction between what you can do and what you should do. I'd like to see her on the streets actually policing. Okay, if you're a police officer, what are you supposed to do? Sit around until somebody kills you? Until someone gravely injures you? I guess that is the idea here from so many people. So the attorney for the family here, he says, well, you know, a taser isn't a deadly weapon. A taser isn't a deadly weapon. Again, if a person approaches you with a baseball bat, it is quite possible that the first blow of the baseball bat is not going to kill you. But if they approach you with a weapon, you are justified in shooting them. By the way, if they charge you and you don't have, and the person does not have a weapon, if they charge you with intent to do you bodily harm, you don't have to wait there until they actually physically assault you. That is not a thing. It's certainly not a thing when they're firing a taser at you. But here was the lawyer for the man who was killed in Atlanta, whose name was Brooks.
The case law in Georgia, a taser is not a deadly weapon. So they can't say it's not like he was running off with a gun. It's not a deadly weapon. I lose cases against officers who use it on my clients because it's not a deadly weapon. And I'm saying that, you know, they shouldn't have done it. But you just can't have it both ways in this. If it's not a deadly weapon, his life was not in immediate harm when he fired that shot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's immediate harm. Like, his life is not an immediate harm. The guy turned around and fired a taser at him. You don't get to do that to police officers without fear of being shot. Right? We hear a lot about the talk, right, which a lot of parents give their kids, particularly in the Black community, apparently. This is a talk that happens a lot where you tell your kids, you know, be careful around police because they might shoot you. Well, part of that talk is respect the orders of the officer. I'm pretty sure that this does not fall under the behavior that is usually covered by that talk. Okay, again, every police officer that I have talked to says this is a good shoot. Every single one. And I talked to multiple of them yesterday. So if you don't like this sort of thing, and you don't have to like it, but if you don't acknowledge that this sort of thing is covered by normal police officer behavior, then you really shouldn't be in charge of police policy. You really should not. Okay, you had James Clyburn, for the congressman from South Carolina. He said this didn't call for lethal force. Again, like, I don't know what the policing background is of the people who are saying that if a person steals a taser off another off a police officer after downing two police officers and then fires it at the police officer and gets shot in the process, that doesn't call for lethal force, or at least allow for the application of lethal force.
This did not call for lethal force. And I don't know what's in the culture that would make this guy do that. It's got to be the culture. It's got to be the system. You got an African-American woman mayor. You got a woman police chief. So the sensitivities that we look for in people are there, but it's not ingrained in the institution.
So it's the institution, you see. It's the institution. Again, 25 minutes back and forth with the guy before he resists arrest and steals a weapon off a police officer and tries to shoot him with a taser. So now the DA, I mean, this is how politicized this has gotten. The Fulton District Attorney, Paul Howard, said his office will decide this week if Garrett Rolfe, the guy who was fired following the shooting, will be charged in the case. He said that could mean a murder charge. Howard said, quote, Brooks did not seem to present any kind of threat to anyone. Any kind of threat to anyone? He literally downed two police officers, right? He took them to the ground. You can see it in the tape. And then he fires a taser at one of them. He attempts to fire it at him again, right? Twice. He says the fact that it would escalate to his death seems unreasonable. If that shot was fired for some reason other than to save that officer's life or prevent injury to him or others, prevent injury to him or others is the operative language. If someone fires a taser at me, I'm pretty much going to assume they intend injury to me or others. The shooting is not justified under the law, says this DA. I mean, this is insanity. Like, truthfully, to prosecute a cop on these charges is full-scale insanity. It's crazy. But this is the world that we are creating for police officers, and it's going to have predictable results, which is police officers are going to quit. And you're going to see what a world without police look like. Really, who'd want to serve under these circumstances? There are actual ramifications to the police are all racist and all evil. It is one thing to say that you want to curb police brutality. It is another thing to say that in circumstances that justify a shooting, legally speaking, that you're going to go after the police anyway. Because now you've just made policing basically undoable. And that's what many police officers recognize. By the way, I talked to a lot of cops about the shooting yesterday, and nearly all of them also said, at least the ones in Major City, I'm looking for a way to get out of the police force because this is not a way that I can survive. I can't keep my family. under these circumstances? I'm supposed to take a brick off the head rather than do anything about it? I can't do that. I'll get a security job somewhere. Facts don't care about your feelings, and it's a fact that The Ben Shapiro Show is the largest conservative podcast in the nation. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on all of our content.